The TNN Sports Network presents the TNN Sports Podcast with Ben Bolia.
And the kick is no good!
Wow! Go figure. Oh, baby, yeah. It's time to pray to the heavens, Michael. You're right. No good. Not even close.
Coming up on the TNN Sports Podcast.
You know what? It's so quick. I have no idea what happened. But I can tell you this. It's my fault, 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 my fault.
It's this week's Fail on the Field. And also...
12 teams living the dream. Davis across the 50. Davis is gone! Niall Davis starts the playoffs with a bang! 106 yards! Touchdown, Chiefs!
The 30-0 scoring game of the Texans and the Chiefs.
That's one way to shut the crowd out. Playoff shutout for Andy Reid and the Chiefs. 30-0, and it is a touchdown.
And it's a close one, the Bengals versus the Steelers.
The quarterback is hurt. Roethlisberger
fell on his shoulder
and driving them with the aid of penalties to the game-winning field goal.
McDermott is the snapper. And the kick is no good!
The kick that everyone's talking about.
Wow! No good. Not even close.
There's no way to practice the pressure of a game-winning playoff field goal.
And an upset for Washington.
And it is a 14-point Packer lead. Three straight touchdown drives. Redskins out. Green Bay Packers moving on.
It's all right here on the TNN Sports Network's TNN Sports Podcast with Ben Bolia, Divisional Round Special. And welcome to the TNN Sports Podcast presented by the TNN Sports Network. Now on iTunes, it's Ben Bolia here for the second episode of this epic podcast. Coming up now, we're going to announce the teams that are making it into the Divisional Round. The Chiefs and the Patriots, the Packers and the Cardinals, the Seahawks and the Panthers, the Steelers and the Broncos, all facing off this week, Saturday, Sunday games for you this weekend. We'll be right back with some more team coverage. This is the TNN Radio Sports Podcast with Ben Bolia.
Barack Obama sticks by his principles. It's time for Republicans to stand by ours. That's how we win. And that's how I'll lead. As president, I won't compromise the values that make us who we are. The Constitution wasn't a first draft. Our border isn't a revolving door. And the rule of law wasn't meant to be broken. America is off track, but our founding principles will get us back. I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this message.
It's the TNN Radio Sports Podcast with Ben Bolia. Welcome back, everybody, to the TNN Radio Sports Podcast. It's Ben Bolia here. And right now, it's time to review the games from last week's National Football League Wild Card. First game we're going to be talking about here today is the Texans and the Chiefs. Complete shutout for the Texans. Chiefs putting up 30 points on the board. Texans putting up none. Start off the game with Niall Davis, 106 yards, touchdown return, first play of the game, put it up 7 points on the board for the Chiefs. Brian Hoyer, quarterback for the Texans, throwing 4 interceptions with 5 turnovers. But why would Bill O'Brien keep him in that whole time? Apparently there was unsettled quarterback playings. O'Brien didn't consider a quarterback change at all. And backup quarterback Brandon Whedon says, Brian just wanted to finish the whole thing out. Whedon started warming up in the third quarter to replace Brian Hoyer, but that just never worked out. Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith threw one fumble, recovered by the Texans, and then it was quickly recovered back from the Texans by the Chiefs. And J.J. Watt is recovering a groin injury, and he will have surgery as soon as possible. That's a little recap on the Texans and the Chiefs. Chiefs advancing to the New England Patriots this Saturday, 4:25 kickoff time. This is the TNN Radio Sports Network's TNN Sports Podcast, and we'll be right back.
Are you a video producer? If so, you know how challenging it can be to find free background music for your videos. But that's where free background music can help. But here on the Free Background Music YouTube channel, you'll find tons of free, copyright-free tracks available under a Creative Commons license. Free Background Music loves partnering with up-and-coming musicians and producers, too. So whether you're a musician or a video producer, you're in the right place. Just view a video to check out the track. If you like it, just click the download link in the video description. Free background music. Share and subscribe.
In the meantime, they have to face their nemesis from Pittsburgh, Big Ben and the Steelers. He's 10-5.
Hello and welcome back to the TNN Sports Network, TNN Sports Podcast on iTunes. This is Ben Bolia here bringing you an update on the Steelers versus the Bengals game on Saturday night. First of all, from the start, this was a bad rivalry between the Steelers and the Bengals, a long-going rivalry. The Steelers coach Munchak gets an unsportsmanlike conduct call going into the game and picking a fight with one of the Bengals players. The heavy rain starts playing in as a heavy factor in the score of this game. The Hail Mary pass for the Bengals gets picked off by the Steelers in a double fumble for the Bengals, recovered by the Steelers, and it was returned by William Gay, but not ruled a fumble. The points did not count from that touchdown. A long pass, third quarter, 5 minutes left, corner of the end zone counts as that touchdown. Roethlisberger gets sacked and hurts his right shoulder. Landry Jones replaces him. The ball's out and it's returned by the Bengals. And the Bengals are starting to come back with the 16 Bengals, 15 Steelers, with less than 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. Bengals are going for a two-point conversion when it's fumbled by the Steelers next, and Big Ben is back in. The best play is incomplete with flags for 30 yards worth of penalties, putting the Steelers in field goal range to win the game by a field goal. Final score 18-16 with the Steelers advancing to the next round. They'll be playing the Denver Broncos next Sunday at 4:40 p.m.
And now we have our first caller of the show on the line. The first caller is on right now. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Hi, so what would you like to talk about with the football?
With the pass game.
All right.
Who do you think's going to win?
I don't know. Going off of the how the Chiefs have won, they won on Saturday. They're 12-5. Julian Edelman was back out on the field today practicing. So I think with him back, that will impact the way the game will be played on Saturday. So I think the Patriots have it in the bag against the Chiefs.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, actually.
Do you think that since Julian Edelman's back, do you think it'll impact the game in a way? Do you think it'll impact the way the game is played?
Yeah, it definitely will impact the game. It'll be a good impact, too. Because he's been gone for a while. And with Gronk and Edelman and Amendola being off and on, the team's been kind of shaky. So with Edelman on, it'll definitely make him he has another wide receiver to throw to that's, like, more skilled than he's been used to this quarterback for a long time.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good for the team.
And since Julian Edelman, he hasn't been playing for a while, I think he has enough time to recover and get back on there for the playoffs.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I think he's going to practice as much as he can before the game. I mean, like, he hasn't been on his feet in a while. I mean, he's been on his feet, but he hasn't been, like, training and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to get the gym a lot and stuff and, like, on the field.
He's going to need to before Saturday because that's going to be one of the biggest games that the Patriots have played this year because it's risking a lot going into the AFC Championship game.
Can you hear me fine? Cause, like,
yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Last Saturday when the Chiefs played the Bengals, there was a lot of penalties going on for both of the teams. Do you think that the amount of penalties from last week will have a Do you think it will reflect the Steelers' matchup with the Broncos this weekend?
I'm sorry, wait. What were you asking?
I'm asking that with the penalties from the Steelers-Bengals game on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Do you think that will reflect the way the game is played with the Broncos this weekend?
Well, people don't play the same every game.
Yeah.
I mean, because the coaches goes over drills, they, go for things, the penalties that they get in the game, they go over it after the game and at halftime. And so, they kind of work it out. I mean, the penalties in that game were crazy, though.
Yeah.
With Peyton Manning back in the seat, though, that could be a good for the Broncos. But I think Brock Osweiler was doing awesome for his time in. So it depends on who they have in for the Broncos. But overall, I think they're probably going to win.
Steelers-Bengals game, it was 16-15 with less than a minute to go. Bengals have it 1 point ahead for the Steelers. Most important play of the game, Steelers have the ball. They're trying to get into field goal range to win it. Incomplete pass down the field, and there's a fight going on there. Ended up with 30 yards worth of penalties. Do you think if those fights and those penalties wouldn't go on without the 30 yards, do you think the Bengals would have won that game?
What did you ask? It's something about the 30-yard penalty? 30 yards penalties?
There was 30 yards worth of penalties in that Steelers-Broncos game. It was 16 Bengals, 15 Steelers with less than a minute to go. The Steelers were trying to get to field goal range to get the game points to win. The play that was going to get them there was an incomplete pass, but after that pass was incomplete, there was a fight going on, which ended up in 30 yards of penalties. Do you think that if those penalties would not have happened, do you think the Bengals would have won that game?
Yes, definitely. They still would have had a chance of losing if the defense still stopped them. I mean, they obviously would have lost.
Yeah.
But, if that fight didn't go on, which was, pretty much a key part to the Bengals losing, if that didn't happen, then they would probably be able to pull it off. And, how about that Vikings 27-yard field goal miss?
What do you have to say about that? Blair Walsh was awful with that kick. He made every other kick, which is much harder than this kick, but it had a lot of pressure on him, which that was the kick that would win the game for them, but he didn't make it. Seahawks win 10-9 that game, and it's only a 27-yard attempt.
And isn't a 27-yard attempt a field goal point after attempt anyways?
Yeah.
Or is that 20 yards?
It's 20 yards, but it's not really a big difference. What do you have to say about that? Do you think that Blair Walsh, that's the end of it for him on the Vikings?
I really think that it was really his fault. I mean, he was 27 yards away from the goalpost. People have made it from 58 yards away.
Exactly.
I can't see how he missed it from 27 yards. I mean, if there was a ton of wind.
There was no wind.
But if there was a ton of wind,
okay.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, but there was almost absolutely no wind, and he missed it. And I have a question for you, actually.
Okay.
Do you think if they were lined up on the right side instead of the left, do you think he would have made that field goal?
From the way he kicked it, it was kind of straight on. So I don't think it would have made a difference because there was no wind at all to drive the ball. With the cold temperatures, maybe the ball was a little bit uninflated, bringing back the flake gate there for a little bit. But I don't think it would have affected it just because the way the football was kicked.
Hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think if a quarterback just goes to the right. I mean, because righties normally tend to curve it, so it goes to the left.
Yep.
I mean, and then the lefties make it go to the right. So if he, dove towards the middle or dove towards the right side, I think that what would happen is because it wasn't really a straight kick. It kind of curved.
Yeah.
Because already, like, every time it's going to curve to the left or the right.
It's going to change direction.
Yeah. But if he, like, hit the ball, he probably didn't get the meat of the football. He probably got under it, so he hooked it. If he hit the meat of the football, he probably would have made that field goal.
What do you think the best game played? What do you think the best game of the wild card was?
Hold on a second.
We had the Steelers, Bengals, Chiefs, and Texans. We had the Seahawks and the Vikings and the Washington Redskins and the Packers.
Well, I thought the Vikings and the Seahawks was probably the best one until they missed that stupid field goal.
Yeah.
But after that, I would probably say, give me a sec.
Well, if you think that, the Seahawks won by luck, okay? If the Vikings made that, they would have won. The Seahawks did not know how to throw that football. They had no one was open. No one was there for Russell Wilson. He ended up throwing it away most of the time, which was a huge impact on the way the game was played yesterday. And it was just luck by the way they edged it into there. But anyway, they're going to get beat by the Panthers anyway, so it's not really a big deal. But what do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's not really Russell Wilson's fault that no one was getting open. I mean, it was really the wide receiver's fault because they weren't getting open. They weren't doing the moves to get open.
Yeah, because Russell Wilson was actually throwing the football, but the wide receivers weren't there to pick it up and go score for something.
And, you know, the Vikings defense did great that game. They had amazing coverage.
Only let in 9 points, all by field goals, so you can't really do anything about that, but go on.
But if they did make that field goal, I mean, that would have been an amazing game for them. It was an amazing game up until that point.
So
I think probably the best game of the wild card match was probably, I have to say, Kansas City and the Texans.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Let's hear why, because that's pretty interesting, because it was a 30-0 blowout.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they've had a blowout like that since actually the wild card game last year.
Yeah.
Or, like, a little bit before that. I mean, that was an amazing game. The Texans just did horrible. J.J. Watt did absolutely nothing for the team.
Exactly.
I think they only got, like, one sack that game. The Texans.
In the Texans right there, Nile Davis, first play of the game, ran a 106-yard touchdown run. Brian Hoyer threw four interceptions with a total of 5 turnovers. Why do you think Bill O'Brien kept Hoyer in for that game?
Sorry, can you repeat that again? My phone's not
there. Brian Hoyer threw 4 interceptions and 5 total turnovers. He's the quarterback for the Texans in that game. And why do you think Coach Bill O'Brien kept him in?
Well, probably because, the first interception, I mean, everyone's going to probably throw an interception again. I mean,
exactly.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
But after a couple more interceptions, I started getting confused because, like, he kept him in. I'm like, why are you doing this, dude?
And then, 4 interceptions. That's too many.
And then
especially for
the
playoff game.
I don't even know. Remember. The last time that happened, it was actually 6 interceptions for the Seahawks. Wasn't it Russell Wilson's first game?
Okay.
I still can't believe that he kept him in after the 4 interceptions. I mean, I think that he did that because isn't he their primary quarterback, right?
No, J.J. Watt is.
Quarterback.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Did you watch defense, dude?
I messed up there.
All right. He's our primary quarterback. He probably thought that his secondary would do the same thing because his primary quarterback has been playing for a long time.
Okay.
But I think he probably should have brought a secondary quarterback in. I mean, it would have been a lot better for the game. I mean, because, you know, you never know what the secondary quarterbacks can do. They could be amazing in the game.
Okay.
But, I mean, they can also be horrible, but yet, he has to understand that the secondary quarterbacks don't play all the time. But they practice probably twice as hard as the primary quarterback does.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, we're almost out of time. So, who do you think will win for this week? We have, on the games this week, we have Pittsburgh Steelers, Denver Broncos. Who do you think will win that game?
The Steelers and Broncos? Probably the Broncos.
Okay, Chiefs, Patriots. Who do you think will win that game?
Patriots.
Seahawks, Panthers. Who do you think will win that game?
Panthers.
And Cardinals, Packers. Who do you think will win that game?
Well, the Packers haven't been doing that good that lately.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, yeah, they won their last game, which was amazing.
Okay.
But I think that the Packers will probably win. I mean, the Cardinals have been doing good and all, but...
Yeah.
The Packers showed an amazing game against the Redskins, so...
All right, thank you, and thanks for calling in.
All right, yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you. If you want to be on the show by caller in, you can... click the link in the description of this podcast and get a full access to signing up to be on the show and when we will put you on the show. This is Ben Bolia in the TNN Radio Sports Podcast. We'll be right back.
Guys, to celebrate Super Bowl 50, I'm rewarding fans with a special offer. Order a large pizza and get a second large pizza for 50 cents.
50 cents? That's pocket change.
If only we had pockets.
What? Purely decorative.
Get a large one-topping pizza for only 50 cents when you order any large pizza at regular menu price. Add our new Brookie for just $6 more.
Better ingredients.
Better pizza.
Better football.
PapaJohns.com.
With the Vikings and the Seahawks playing on Sunday, ESPN reports that it took Russell Wilson more than three quarters to warm up. That's figuratively. He could not even pass the football on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. Biggest upset about that game is the 27-yard field goal attempt you heard caller one talk about. 22 seconds remaining, and it handed the Seahawks the 10-9 victory. If you want to be on the TNN Sports Podcast with myself, Ben Bolia, go to this website right now. www.beaulieufootball.com BoliaFootball.weebly.com and click on the podcast link, fill out the form, and we'll call you as soon as possible to be here on the TNN Sports Podcast.
That's all for us here at the TNN Sports Network. It's Ben Bolia, and we'll see you next week.